For agabe kodeshim nami, and even by kodeshim also. For agabe kodeshim nami, nema the pasuk says shor oy kesev. It also says the word you can bring a shor, an ox for a korban, or a kesev or a lamb you can bring for a korban. Now these two, sheina tiyochel hoytzi klein mi benayim, or shor can't live with a kesev. They give birth differently. So if so, here I would not think that klein is good. And still the pasuk says oy. So maybe v'nirba, maybe I should say, now I should know by kochim, even in the case we do have klayim, it's kosher for korban. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, me the seifel amayit, since the seifel, when it says, kesev yeis, there's coming to exclude klayim, I'll tell you, reish nami lemute. The reish also comes to exclude that no type of klayim is kosher for korban. Yeah. For tomorrow, no, Adrav, let's suggest the opposite. That me, the Reisha, l'rabbis, since the Reisha is coming l'rabbis to say your claim is good, maybe Sefer Nami l'rabbis. And I should say the Sefer is also coming to include claim. Like one place it's mashma, there is claim by Kochim, and one place it's mashma, it's not. So I don't know which one's the Yikah. Maybe both should come to teach me that there is a ribuy of claim. So tomorrow says, hi, Mai, what's going on? If you tell me Bishleim, the pasuk is teaching me that klayim is possible for korban, it's no good for korban. Samela lamayetu the itzra trei miuti. Therefore, it's good where I need two psukim to teach me that you can't use klayim for korban. The afagav the mayet klayim. Even though I have one pasuk to say real klayim at two different minim, if the parents are two different minim and it has a kid, that the kid is possible. And itzra, I need a second pasuk. Lemute nidme, where the parents are not that different. Just the kid looks different than the father and the mother. The kid's a goat, and the parents were not goats. So in such cases, that's called nidme. It's not a real klayim, because the parents were not, they were all minimum seh, they were all types of seh, of sheep, but since the kid does not look like the parents, that's also a second soul. So it's good if you're telling me that these korbanis, these animals are no good for korban, it's good why I need two psukim. One to teach me real klayim, and one to teach me a case only of nidna. Ela, but, ela, Yarmut, if you tell me, l'rabbis that comes to include, l'rabbis, that what that klayim is good, is so tre ribuya lama. What do I need two psukim, two o's, to teach me that klayim is kosher for korban? Hash the klayim irbalay, madach a real klayim, that the parents are different minim, and the kid is different. So that klayim is nidma mi boy, in a case where just the kid looks different than the parents, but the parents are not really klayim together, shita, it should be kosher. So what do I have to have two psukim for then? So it's more mashmoyis to say the psukim are teaching us that there's a psul. So one psul teaches me a real klayim is psul. And the second one teaches me not real klayim, just that the kid looks different than the parents. That's called nidma. That's also possible for a korban. For the Mar says, El if so, Eloho diyama rova. That's what rova says then. Ze bon av. That there's a binyan av. We learn out. That komokum shenema se. Eino elolohoitzi esaklayim. That whenever the Torah says the word se alone, we say it means to say dafka se. And not klayim. Klayim is possible. Lamai hilkaso. For what are we learning out then? Which parsha do we learn out from this binyan av? If for the parsha of kodshim a korban, if he could use klayim for korban or not, behed yiksibu shor oy kesef. You're telling me now it says an extra word oy here, shor oy kesef prat leklayim. That klayim is no good. You want to tell me what that in newborns you can't include klayim in maisa behema. So Rashi says vila maisa behema v'yafagav leksiv beiseh, doesn't say the word seel etzoin koma rov with the apostle. Still, he says, what's possible? Klayim. Harmini mevcheres linyan milu tuva that the goma tachas hashevi mitachas ima hilkach lain milsi yalav nami possible. So, Mor's answering, you don't need it for there either. For tomorrow, tachas yalav mikotchim. We learn out maise behema from regular loch of kotchim from the word tachas. Therefore, I know to say, just like by kotchim, that klayim is possible, who are then for maise behema, you do not include klayim. If you have newborns of klayim, they're not included in the 10 that you should have to bring ma'isa behema from. So what do I need Rav's limud? That's a binyanav, wherever it says the word sand, the Torah, it means not klayim. Like, what pasha am I learning out from here? Ila b'chor, from the parasha b'chor, that the firstborn is the korban, but not if it's klayim. Frederick Moritz also pshita. Ha'avoro ha'avoro yalech mi'maiser. I learn out the lochas of b'chor from ma'iser behema, from the word ha'avoro ha'avoro. It says here ve'avarta kol peta rechem la'shem. Rashi says and b'chol ha'she yavor. So I learn out one from the other. So also I know then that b'chor does not apply to klayim. Inami nidme, if you want to tell me the pasuk teaching me that nidme is no good, or marta loy, inami nidma, or marta loy, you're telling me now nidma is also no good. The pasuk says, ach b'shor, ach b'shor, shor. You're telling me what? That by b'chor it says, ach b'chor, shor. So we darshan achiye, who shor, o b'chor was shor. So if so, mean by b'chor, No, inami is not terrible like this. Inami, like you want to tell me, maybe I need that limud seh to teach me a b'chor, does not apply to klayim. I tell you, no, I have a limud in the pasha of b'chor itself that it does not apply to klayim. Because inami nidma amateloi. Madach, you're telling me now nidma. Does not apply. Inami nidma amateloi. Tichsib, how do I know if you have a nidma that the kid, the parents are okay, just the kid looks different than the parents? How do I know there's no din b'chor? Because the pasuk says, ach b'chor shor. So what do you mean the extra words, b'chor shor? So we dash and it means to teach us, when is there a loch of a b'chor, of a kedushas b'chor? Achiyehei hu shor, u b'chor shor. That means the parents have to be a shor, and the kid has to be a shor. Lafuki, if the parents are a shor, but the kid came out to be something else, there's a p'tur in b'chor. If so, klaimi boy, then for sure, where the parents are different breeds, of course the kid, that's klayim, there's no din b'chor. So you can't tell me now, Rav is a loch of says, teaching me that by b'chor, there's no din by b'chor by klayim. I know it from the parasha itself. So Mor says, Ela iki itma de Rava. When do I need Rava's halacha? That I learn now from the word seh, binyanav, that all over seh means only a seh, and not klayim? Linyan petach amor. It's going on petach amor, where a donkey gives birth. So the donkey gives birth to klayim, then there's no din petach amor. Because it's not like we learned. Ein poidin loy b'egol, v'loy b'chaya, v'loy b'shchuta, v'loy b'treifa, v'loy b'klayim, v'loy b'kfi. So Rashi learns, linyin pidyin petach amor we're talking about now. Ein poidin, Rashi d'chsiv, seh, v'kashmin and rova, time of the mastis in the toni, ein poidin m'klayim mihochiyu. Here it says the lachon, when you want to be poida chamor, it says that's called peta chamor. It's the firstborn of a chamor, so you can't bring it for korban. It's a chamor. So you have to the pigeon. You have to take another animal instead of it. So in Darshan it says, ain't poida loy be eagle, you can't take an eagle, or not the chaya, loy be shkut, or trefa loy be klayim. Now how do we know you can't use the behemoth that's klayim for a peta chamor? That's Rava's drosha. Because it says the word says tam here. And it says the word seh other places that means davka lohitzi as a klayim. For this halacha, we need Rav's halacha. So Rashi says, v'loichaya tzvi v'yayil. You cannot be poida petach amor with a tzvi or with an eye, with a deer or with a ram. V'loi b'seh shchuta. So Rashi delav seh karina, but it's not called a seh. The pasuk says you should be poida petach amor with a seh. Klayim, Rashi says, mishnei mina behemus. Means there are two different types of behemus. So the parents are two different types. And it has a kid, so that kid you can't use for petach amor, to be poida. Kvi Rashi says, mebehema v'chaya. If the kid comes with the parents, one's a behema, one's a chaya, that's called a kvi. So Rashi said the difference. Klayim is where the parents are two different types of animals. Kvi is a suffix if it's a chaya, or it's a behema, means where the parents, one is a chaya and one's a behema. Fredig Marana, Ulur Ebeleze, Timate b'klayim. What are we going to do though, according to Reb Lezer's Shita? Reb Lezer holds that yes, you could use a behemoth of Klayim to be poida petach amor. So according to Reb Lezer, what do we need Rav Atalocha for then of Seh? The Tanan we learned, Reb Lezer mata b'klayim. Reb Lezer says Klayim is okay, you could use Klayim to be poida petach amor. Mevnei shu Seh? Because Klayim is also called a Seh. The mother was a Seh, it's also called good. So Mara says, if so, so what do we need Rava's din for then? Rav Lezer will say, you know when I learned Rava's halacha? That's what we're talking about. That if a behema tameya came out of a behema Torah, if a porah gave birth, let's say, to a camel, That's the case. That then you can't use it for Petach Amor. Kidma the Rova Latomei Shenelad Minator. So Rashi says Latomei Dama Poro means Poro Sheyolda Sus. Let's say a cow gave birth to a horse. V'yaviv Sus, that the father was a horse. Kitza Poro lived with a horse, and they gave birth to a horse. Ay Rocha Sheyolda Chazir. Also Rocha gave birth to a Chazir pig. V'yaviv Chazir. To Yasa Bechila, such cases you're not allowed to eat it. That's where I need Rava's Rosha. Because it says, or Shor Seh Krit means not a case of Kalayim. So it's teaching us a case where the kid that comes out is a Behema Tameya, that's the case that you can't eat it. Because of the Pasuk Seh, because of Rava's Rosha. Because even though the mother is a Parah, even though the mother is a Rochel, and the mother you could eat, still, you can't eat this kid, since the kid's a horse, and the father's a horse, you can't eat the kid. The Rav Lotomei Shneilu Minator. The Ibra Minatomei, the father was also a Tomei. And if so, this is the Deloik Rabbi Shua, there's not like the Rabbi Shua Shita. Why? Dear Rabbi Shua, according to Rabbi Shua, Misek Sovim, the Seizim Nafkale. He learns out from a different posting. It says, Sek Sovim, Seizim, Tidashin Zachi, Oviv, Keves, Vimakavso. Yes.
So in other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you do not have to have the drosha of Rova that it says seh. Like it's a binyanav, wherever it says seh means only a seh, and not this type of a tameya. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you know from different drosha. You know from the drosha of Misek Sofim Veseizim, Nafka. So therefore, we're saying before, only applies, not like Rabbi Yeshua.
Veseizim Nafka. Now the Gemara is saying, then what are you dashing? Achie, oh, yeah, that's really true, Josh. Achie, oviv, keves, ima, kifsa. Now, o tahoira, mitimei, miabro, do you learn out, can a toira, become pregnant from a hema tamei? Is it possible? O tahoira, mitimei, miabro, so that you're saying you need a posse to teach me that the kid is posse, you can't eat the kid, but how do they become pregnant? So, where it says, in yes, they could become pregnant. The kaimulon, we hold like this.